Thank you. Hello there.
Hey, this is Tulip Mania.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM.
Oh, WMFO.
Medford Tufts. Freeform.
Radio.
Yeah.
This is Maddie.
This is Eli. Welcome back to another episode. Yeah.
Near the end of them.
Really near the end of them. Uh-huh. Last week of classes. Technically next Monday there's class, but I don't have class next Monday, so my last week of classes. Yeah. That was, well, it's funny you ask. It was actually, "He Has Made Me Glad," in parentheses, "I Will Enter His Gates," by Corey Henry. Well, it's a rendition by Corey Henry. I'm pretty sure it's like a gospel song. But, yeah, more importantly to the theme of the episode, that was my top song of the year.
Apparently my voice is distant, so I might have to switch mics, but... Or I can yell.
Oh, you're also on three.
Yeah.
And I had you on two. Hopefully that's better.
Yeah, definitely better. I can hear the mic. Whoa! Check these out.
Oh my god.
New headphones. Gosh. In the stew. Yeah, that was Eli's top song. Sorry to interrupt that conversation.
Okay.
So that's what we're gonna be like everyone else.
Yeah.
And do our Spotify Wrapped.
We're sort of doing it like a battle of the bands though, because we have our laptops plugged in facing each other. Yeah, or away from each other, I guess.
A little bit of a battleship vibe going on here.
What's your 36? This is real. What's your 36?
Simple Twist of Fate by Bob Dylan.
Nice.
Wait, should we do like an audit? Can I get your top five artists before we go on?
Before we go on? I don't have my artists up in, you know.
You don't want to do that? Okay, well.
Wait, I don't know where
we can
it
do
is.
It at the
it's
next.
On
it's on your phone. We can do that at the next break. So anyway. Yeah. So we're going to do our top two, each of our number one songs.
Yeah.
And then we're going to shuffle from there. And you guys will get to hear it as we are.
This is a performance art at its
yes,
finest.
Yes, it is. Should we say like when the song was from in the year? Does that apply to you? Or yours more constant listens?
Mine was like, I don't know, sort of tail end of spring semester.
Okay.
And then recently more.
Okay.
Not more, but like also back and into the previous listening
love.
Pattern.
Okay.
Okay. So that was my top song.
Yes.
Let's hear yours.
Mine was Merry-Go-Round by The Aquatics.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Let's hear it.
Something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
All right. That was Old Devil Moon by Chet Baker off of Chet Baker Sings. I think It Could Happen to You. Yeah.
That's nice. That's the name of the album.
Yeah. It's really funny. My number 90 song.
Nice.
So jumping from top to bottom of the list.
So true.
Probably listened to this like 3 times because my top song was only 20 something listens.
My top song was 40 listens.
Yeah.
That was Merry-Go-Round by the Aquatics before that. From Hampton, Virginia. Shout out to our listeners in near Hampton, Virginia.
I guess we should say this is like the Spotify Wrapped.
We said that, didn't we?
I feel like we might not have.
I said we're going to be like everyone else. And sure, do we not continue the sentence?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Just in case. Like,
yes. So that was number 90 for Eli.
Yeah,
oh, for me, sorry.
No.
And that was my number one. And that circles back to like, I think that was on my Discover Weekly. And then I rewatched Master of None.
Uh-huh.
And it was
I need to watch that. Oh,
don't even get me started. It's in the show. And I was like, oh my God, I know this. And then I got really into it after that. So that was maybe like March-ish.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You? Chet?
For this?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometime. Like, it's not memorable enough because I feel like a lot of the songs, I don't really agree with this because I didn't listen to it that many times. And I see 3 songs below it that I know I listen to a ton.
Huh.
So.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. Also, my last year, my top song was a song apparently I listened to like 33 times in one day.
Oh my God.
When my phone was like off in my pocket, and it was a song that I didn't have liked, the only one on the whole playlist. So
I have
my strife with
fair enough
Spotify
algorithm.
Wrapped, but it was better this year for sure.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, that was my 90th song.
Nice. So next up, I can see what it is already, which is okay. Next up, we're gonna hear my 86th song.
Wow, almost the
so
same.
We're going back to the bottom. And this is Once I Was by Tim Buckley.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh.
Once I was a soldier, and I fought on foreign sands for you. Once I was a hunter, and I brought home fresh meat for you. Once I was a lover, and I searched behind your eyes for you. And soon there'll be another to tell you I was just alive. And sometimes
oh,
Probably sounded like you were really far away.
Yeah.
Wait, let's conduct like a little audio experiment. Like,
oh, I'm so far away.
Come over here.
Oh, there I am.
Hey.
It's really funny. Not we even could've... to us because we couldn't hear it.
No, but... I know, but I hope other people found it funny.
Yeah.
Our negative listeners. So that was Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. My next song like is already showing. Uh-huh. I'm going to have to skip it. Because it doesn't belong on here. Like, I don't think I...
What, okay, what is it?
It's called Turkish Bath. I literally played it at the Melisma, like, the only Melisma meeting I went to in the spring. Yeah. And I don't think I listened to it any other times.
Okay. What number was that? That was
six for me. That was too high by Stevie Wonder. I wouldn't say that was too high on my list.
No, not high enough.
No.
Cool.
And I guess that's a good transition into my top artists.
Yes.
Which we said we would do.
That was a song that we were going to learn together.
That's true. We did a little bit.
We tried. But not all the way.
Yeah, it's a little complex.
A little too hard, more like.
You don't want to be caught dead saying that.
Nope.
So my top artist was, in fact, Stevie Wonder. And then it went Charlie Parker, Art Tatum, Belle and Sebastian, and Wolfpack.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
How cool. About yours? You want to do
well,
that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And wait, what was your numbers? What are the numbers?
My numbers? What do you mean?
Your hours, I mean minutes, listen.
Only 23,000.
Okay. Hey, not bad.
Yeah.
23,000 more than a lot of other people.
Some other people.
My
top genre was jazz.
Cool.
Thanks.
My top artists?
Yeah.
Number one, Belle and Sebastian. You knew that. Number two, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Elliot Smith.
Yeah.
Yola Tango.
Yeah.
And Luis Bonfa.
That's so cool.
Is it?
Luis Bonfa being on there?
That's a little cool.
I think it's very cool.
He also has my number two song of the year.
He has your number? He also has my number two.
My number two song of the year is a Luis Bonfa. One that I'm the concerto. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
My minutes, 44,000.
Cool.
803.
All right, so you just ran laps around me.
Top genre?
Mm-hmm.
Indie rock.
Yeah.
Did I send you that tweet that was like...
Yeah, wait, what is
the
it?
The only indie rock I care about is artists who are indie rock and roll Hall of Fame.
It doesn't make sense written, but it makes sense out
and
loud.
And then that was at the end of the tweet. It was like out loud.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, let's... Like, I don't know what my next one is. Let me finish. Oh, this is a good one. The next song is going to be Weak for Your Love by Three Sacred Souls.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Shout out to Annika for showing me this song.
And potentially being on the
SMFA shuttle right now.
Yeah. All right.
Go.
Thank you. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. So, Uber driver, that was a sober driver. I'm like just coming off the shuttle. But this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year.
Incredibly morbid end to that.
My mom says you have a good radio voice.
Right now?
Yeah.
Hi.
Is it the fact that the mic is vertically pointed at the table?
For maybe. Those who aren't looking at us, there's a mic. The mic I'm using is like broken, so I'm holding it up.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce yourself or no?
Oh, I'm Annika.
Yay.
That's it. Hi, Annika.
I also have a radio show every other Friday at 5 p.m. with Eliza. It's called Confessions of a Freak, and this is our off week, so...
So don't tune in on Friday, or else you might be listening to someone you don't want to hear.
Don't even think about tuning in. I don't even know who the other person is. Sorry.
Okay. Have you ever showed up by accident?
No.
That's cool.
Okay.
I probably would.
Yep.
All right.
So that was Weak for Your Love by, my bad, I thought it was Three Sacred Souls. It's The Sacred Souls.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm glad we're clarifying this.
My mad.
My bad. So... back to you, Eli. That was my number 59, I think.
All right. It keeps going at the top and then the bottom and the top, and now we're back at the bottom with my number 86 song, You Got Me by The Roots, with Tariq Trotter and Erykah Badu.
Let's hear it.
We used to live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Says she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She says she loved my show in Paris at Elysee Montmartre and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link. Let's get together, shit, you think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling of is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, telling me, yeah. Sometimes I got to be out at the height of the night, and that's when she flip and get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side, you only loving your mic. I know you gotta get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life, you dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo, you know it's just what you want staying, boo. And when cats be bopping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life's thrills. So when you sweating on stage, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they be
yeah, so what you saying, I could trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill, no doubt.
I'm with my homies, baby, don't worry.
that rat could be that cool cat that's whispering. She trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some, oh, I'm a celebrity. I deal with the real, so if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to they squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world ends. Lies come in, that's where the drama begins. She like, yeah.
What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were
oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Here's something I can send you from across the sea, from the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning, just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled, from across that lonesome ocean. Ah, but I just thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Here's something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing. Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow. This same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship, it's sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. Ever you, my love, must think that away. I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.
Right? We haven't said
anything
in a while.
We do have to talk now.
Okay.
What was that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. That was Boots of Spanish Leather.
Boots of... I had deja vu of that just now.
Oh, that's cool. And that was number 29 on my most listened
to 29? Songs. Okay.
29.
Oh, I don't know where this one is. I think medium.
Great song, as my mom said.
Yeah, I don't think
best
I'd heard
Bob
that one
ever.
Dylan or this there. Song?
What?
Like, is Bob Dylan the best Bob ever?
Oh.
Or is that the best Bob Dylan
question.
Song?
Best Bobs, everyone? Hard to name.
Burger? It's not his last name.
Odenkirk? He's good,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, he's good. He's, yeah.
He's a really good Bob.
Didn't he have a heart attack?
Yes,
oh,
but
yeah.
He survived.
Now, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Bob
Odenkirk.
Shout out
to Bob Odenkirk's, like, cardiologist.
No, literally.
I was so surprised when I saw him in Little Women.
And he said... My Little Women. That
he
was
sure
his
did.
Line in the movie.
In the new one?
Yeah.
I don't
He's
think I
dad,
knew who he was
Papa
when I watched
March.
It somehow.
Papa I remember seeing
I
that in theaters
that.
And like turning to my mom and saying, is that Bob Odenkirk? And it was.
Is that Bob Odenkirk playing Papa March?
All right.
My 29th song. Well,
oh, that was my 29th
yeah.
song.
That's why I was like, oh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I should have said that, but I didn't want to spoil it. This is Drunk on the Moon by Tom Waits.
Good song.
Yeah, I thought I had a story, but I don't remember it.
I don't have any.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Shiny top-down cars. There are mirrors Bonneville's screaming his way wilder down the street. And I'm blinded by the neon. Don't try and change my tune. I thought I heard a saxophone. I'm drunk on the moon. I wonder why.
What?
What's going on here? What did we just hear? Oh, that was a little small couplet.
Well, where is my other half? By Tim Maia.
That was great. I'd never heard that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I like it too. My number 43, I think.
Yeah. I skipped my number 43, which also just played because I didn't know what it was.
Algorithm Man. That was like a late May, early June swap.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, I didn't do that for the last one.
Me either. We've stopped.
This was a start of fall semester.
Cool.
Or the last one, the Tom Waits song.
Yeah.
All right. I think this is going to be the last song.
And I think this is Tulip Mania.
I think this is. I think this is Tulip
Mania.
And
don't start with you.
Yeah. That was a.
That was like a first episode bit.
Yeah.
But just for us.
Call back. We'll be back next week. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't miss us too much. You've been listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay. One last song to send you off into the night. This is Mozart Symphony number 40 in G minor.
Love.
But a rendition by Grant Green.
Let's hear it.
Enjoy.
Good night.
Have a good night.